You're listening to SBS News.
India has made an official complaint to the International Cricket Council after alleged racist comments were made towards several players. Indian players Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah complained they had been the target of racial slurs from drunk spectators on the third day of the test in Sydney. The situation then escalated further on Sunday when Mr. Siraj claimed more abusive comments had been made to him just before tea, stopping play for 8 minutes. Cricket supporters say racist outbursts from the stands are common.
He says, "These trashy Indians." He said that he walked away, not realizing that I'm sitting right in front and I would have heard him. A younger person in that same group immediately apologized. That means they know what went wrong. So this person came back. I just tried to take it and fine, somebody must be having a bad day or something. I let it go. There's only so much you can do. You can't change people, but the realisation does need to come from within.
After the halt in play, New South Wales Police and Cricket Australia launched separate investigations. A small section of the crowd was evicted after the incident involving India's Mohammad Siraj. Other fans who were there on the day say if the allegations are true, they're completely wrong.
It's just plain rudeness. We're supposed to be a civil society. If you carry on like that, you're being very uncivil to people. It's just plain rudeness. It's just wrong. If they do it, if they're found to have really racially abused them, they deserve whatever comes to them.
While back in India awaiting the birth of his child, Indian cricket captain Virat Kohli was one of several India players to speak out. Mr. Kohli wrote on Twitter that racial abuse is absolutely unacceptable. He says he has gone through many incidents of pathetic things said on boundary lines, but that racial outbursts are the absolute peak of rowdy behaviour. The accusations have angered the Australian side. Australia coach Justin Langer says it's a shame that the series has been tarnished.
I think our series so far has been played in such great spirits. It's been incredible cricket. It's been brilliant to watch on the field. It's been really good spirits between both teams. It's a shame to see it getting marred by incidents like we're hearing about.
Mr. Langer says the accusations are very upsetting.
It's upsetting and it's disappointing. I mean, anyone who knows me, I've said for years, it's one of my greatest pet hates in life that people can think they can come to a sporting event, whether it's cricket or any code, and pay their money and think they can abuse or say whatever they like. I mean, I've hated it as a player. I hate it as a coach. We've seen it in different parts of the world, and it's really sad to see it happen in Australia.
The recent events are a culmination of 4 months of frustration. India's tour has been hampered by strict COVID-19 measures. Authorities are yet to find who is responsible for the abuse, but have said strong measures will be taken against the alleged offenders. India veteran Ravichandran Ashwin claims his team has been on the receiving end of racial slurs for almost a decade.
Look, I'd like to point out something. This is my fourth tour to Australia, and Sydney, especially here, we've had a few experiences even in the past. And I think one or two times even the players have reacted and have got into trouble in the past. And that's not because of the player. It is actually because of the way the crowd has been speaking, especially the people on the lower tier of the stands. They have been quite nasty. They have been hurling abuses as well. But this is a time where they've actually gone one step higher and used racial abuses.
The third test match at the Sydney Cricket Ground has ended in a draw. India has agreed to travel to Brisbane for the fourth test, set to be held on January the 15th. The Indian team was initially reluctant to go to Brisbane because they would have to re-enter tighter safety restrictions and feared they would be confined to the floors of their hotel or rooms when not playing or training. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that crowds would be capped at 50% of the ground's capacity. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.